You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my two co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Boys, how are you doing tonight?
Fantastic. I'm very excited for tonight's show.
Yes, sir. It's almost that time. We'll get into that in a minute.
It is almost that time. On today's show, we're going to start getting into some of the 2022 incoming rookies. College football season's winding down, the dynasty season. We're at the point where you know if you're a contender or if you're rebuilding or not. So what better time than start jumping into some of these rookies? Before we get into it, just a reminder, this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We provide this feed ad-free, and all we ask in return is that you leave us a five-star rating and check out our written content over at si.com/NFL/draft. So we got six guys that we're going to get into today. Start with three running backs, three receivers that look like they'll be in the 2022 rookie draft class coming in. So we've got three wide receivers we're going to talk about: Chris Olave from Ohio State, David Bell from Purdue, and Treylon Burks from Arkansas. And we got three running backs: Kyren Williams from Notre Dame, Zonovan Bam Knight from North Carolina State, and Zamir White from Georgia. So why don't we kick things off with Treylon Burks? We were just talking about him a little before we started recording, so let's kick things off there. Treylon Burks is a monster of a man, if you're not familiar. Wide receiver for the University of Arkansas. He's listed at 6'3 and somewhere between 225 and 238 pounds, depending on where you get your info. And he's just a big, giant man that is he's unique, to say the least. So, Eric, why don't you kick us off? What were your thoughts after watching a couple games of Burks? How do you think he translates? What do you like, dislike? And we'll go from there.
Well, my first impression was in our group chat when Ryan told me, he's like, this guy is 238. And I'm like, oh, dear God, how big is this man going to be? And then I saw he was 6'3", and I'm like, oh, this is going to be one of those slow jump ball guys. And I was pleasantly surprised, because this is, I mean, he can go up and get a jump ball, I'll give him that. But I was shocked by how fast Treylon Burks was. You nailed it on the head. He's a monster of a human being. He is a big target. The way Arkansas uses him is very creative. I love that. I'm going to be honest with you. I usually can do a pretty good job of projecting people into the NFL. I'm stumped with Treylon Burks. He could be a bust, or he could be a team's dominant wide receiver one. I think both of those are in the range of outcomes. This is helping no one. I'm very sorry about that. the thing I'm going to land on is what I said in our group chat. I think when it gets to the combine, and I really poo-poo combine numbers, because I'm not a big fan of the whole, you know, you play football on a football field. You don't play it in tights. So I think his three-cone drill, if he gets under a 7, I think that's big for him. And I think his 40 time, if he can run under a 4.5, I think, I like our buddy Matt Hicks said, I think he'll go top 20. Those are big numbers for him. So he's a big time player. I really do like him. I'm rooting for him, but he is a wild. I feel like everyone's going to be all over the place on him.
That's fair. Foss, what do you think about Burks?
I like him. He's not my favorite. I think, yes, he is, like you said, he gets open on deep balls. He looks fast for his size. But I didn't think he was very aggressive with how he played. Like, you mentioned how he thought he'd be just a jump ball guy. I thought he didn't really go after the ball as hard as I'd want somebody that size doing. He just didn't play physical out on his route steps for me.
I watched him get ran through on a slant, and I was like, you know, if you're 6'3", 220, or whatever the hell they're moaning, he should have been a little more physical.
If you're not doing that at that size and using that, that's taking away your best skill. and that doesn't translate well to me. And I know he, like we say, he's fast, but I don't know if it's explosive. He's just kind of a long strider, just gets by people to me. I think I'm lower than the consensus. I think he's a team's wide receiver too. Like, and not going to be someone I want to be starting in fantasy week to week where I'm feeling comfortable. Like, it's kind of like how when Alan Lazard came out, when he was this big guy who we thought was faster and then just kind of gets lost. And I feel that way about Burke a little bit.
I wrote down that I feel like I always pretty much lean, you know, like talent over scheme or landing spot. But I really do think like scheme and landing spot will be important for him just based on the way Arkansas uses him and whether or not a team in the pros will also do that. Cause I think if somebody drafts him with a, you know, first round pick or a top 20 pick and then says, okay, you're going to play outside wide receiver for this team, I think there's going to be a learning curve there. Like, I think somebody has to be smart and willing enough to like manufacture touches for him. But the one other thing that I did write down, I wrote scheme will be important. I think if a team can manufacture him touches, that's an A+. But to kind of piggyback what you said, Ryan, I wrote that he has a great catch radius and he can make some really special grabs. But there were times where I came away disappointed at how he performed in contested catch situations as well. So for somebody that big, I wish you could see a little bit more there. But I do feel like he's a lock to, you know, be a top 50 pick at worst. And he probably will dominate the combine and will get him into the top 20 or 25. I don't think that's crazy at all.
I think he's a day two guy.
Yeah, I feel good about top 50. But I could definitely see a world where he goes earlier. Because like Eric said, if those numbers are right in the three cone in the 40, whether it matters or not, I mean, at his size, if he puts up the big numbers, people don't want to miss out like they missed out on DK, right? Like, people overreacted to he's a one trick pony and, you know, there's only so much he can do. And I think people will kind of convince themselves otherwise on Burks.
DK played like a grown ass man though.
Yes, agreed.
And at all times, like, there was no time you question whether he was the biggest, fastest, strongest on the field.
Let's ping pong back and forth. We'll go running back this time. And I want to talk about Zamir White, the running back from Georgia, listed at 6 foot, 215 pounds, junior running back. He's got a couple big knee injuries in his past. Foss, why don't you kick us off with White and let me know what you thought watching a few games of him.
I'm glad we're getting guys I like am a little bit out of the way first. I don't love Zamir White. Like, he wasn't very creative. He just kind of goes north-south. He's great in his power running scheme that he's in now. And could be a two-down guy in the NFL. So he's going to be part of a committee. If he's right offense, he can have red zone opportunities. But I'm just like, he doesn't do it for me. He didn't do much in the passing game. He does push the pile. He had some ball security issues. Some have multiple fumbles on some big hits. But it's just kind of a one-trick pony for me. I'm just not really there.
Eric, what do you think about White?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet here. His Twitter handle is Zeus. Whenever a player like nicknames themselves Zeus, they're just going to be filthy. It's just the way it is. There's no coming back from that. You're Zeus and you're filthy now. But no, seriously, I see what Ryan's seeing. He's a big physical boy. That's what Zamir White is. The knee injuries are very concerning. He has an insane story. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it's wild. Like,
it is a wild story. I don't know where he's gonna go. I'm pretty confident it's not gonna be in the first round. But round two or round six, it could be any of the two. Like, this is all over the place. You could tell I'm not very good at projecting this year. These guys are tough. White, I like him. I thought he had some good contact balance. There was a run, I think, I don't know if it was Clemson, there was a run where he juked a guy and then broke a tackle and then ran a guy over, and I was like, well, that was impressive. That was one of the more impressive things I've ever seen. It's just the problem with White is there's just a lot of red flags. A lot of red flags that teams are not going to ignore that will cause a free fall. So
hopefully the injury, I didn't look that up. The injury issues are that bad with him not being the most super versatile guy. It's going to be a late pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Torn ACL. Like a ride. Torn ACL in each leg.
Yeah. It's not great.
No.
But I bet he's like around 5 or 6. And how old is he now?
I don't have his age in front of me. He's a junior this year, I believe. But I kind of agree. I think he's a day 3 guy that probably ends up somewhere in that, you know, somewhere between, I think late round 4 would probably even be a little early, but 5-6 feels right. He kind of reminds me of like a more physical Tevin Coleman when Tevin Coleman was coming out. Like, just let him get north south and try and run straight away.
Almost put him.
Yeah.
But I don't like Tevin Coleman even less. I hate Tevin Coleman. I put James Conner, Zach Moss type.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if he can get, even if it's like late draft capital, if he lands someplace where he gets a shot to be like, you know, half of a committee or something, I think he can still be a good 2 down back, but I think it'll be with
Zach Moss isn't good. He's just blessed to have Josh Allen give him tons of red zone opportunities.
All right. Well, let's talk about somebody that maybe we'll all be more excited about. On then. Sorry, Zamir White. No offense.
We love you. I'm glad you're doing good.
Let's talk Chris Olave. We gotta spice things up here. Chris Olave, the senior from Ohio State, listed at 6'1", 188 pounds. I'll go first here. I gotta get this off my chest because Chris Olave is my guy. I love this player. He would have been my wide receiver 4 last year, just behind Devontae Smith. I think as shocked as everybody when he didn't declare. And now there's been like this weird, it's like this weird rumbling starting to happen specifically on Twitter. Like, oh, he should have declared last year. He's not good. Like, he's getting outproduced by everybody else. Yeah, exactly. Who cares? He was good then. He's good now. I love the way he plays football. I really do. He's super, super smooth running routes at all levels of the field. I think he's got like elite long speed and really, really good short area quickness, top tier hands. I think he provides more in terms of yards after catch than he really gets credit for as well. Like, I know sometimes he can get brought down or doesn't necessarily create, but there's plenty of times, you know, in the short and intermediate parts of the field where if he gets it in stride, he can make something happen. He struggles a little bit, I think, in contested catch situations, but I think he can absolutely be a lead wide receiver for an NFL team. And I feel pretty confident when it's all said and done, there's a real good shot. He's my rookie wide receiver 1 through this whole thing.
Yeah. You said he was what receiver for you? If it was last year's class?
4. So I would have had him. I would have had it Chase, Waddle, Smith, Olave.
Okay. He'd be my 5. We're taking ahead of him. Yeah, I agree. I love Olave. First thing I noticed, anytime he ran a comeback route, he had like 4 yards from the DB. Like, he absolutely destroyed people on that over and over again. He attacked the ball like a big receiver, and I really enjoyed that about him. He adjusted the ball well. He had great tracking skills on deep routes. He's a complete package. I mean, you can run an offense through him. You can give him 10 to 12 targets a game. And he has the skill set to do it because he's so versatile, such a good route runner, and can do a little bit of everything. I'm all in. There's a good chance he's going to end up being in my wide receiver worst top 3.
I don't really have much to add, to be honest. I think you guys nailed it on the head. He's an elite separator. He knows how to get open. Good route runner. That's just – I've just been waiting for him to get to the NFL now. Like everyone else, I was disappointed. I was disappointed when he didn't declare last year. So very excited to see him in the NFL.
I said before that I'm not very good at player comps, but I do have one that I think I like pretty good for Olave.
Be careful.
Let's hear it.
Calvin Ridley.
Okay. I like that one.
I want Terry McLaurin.
I actually went back and forth between those two because I do see some Terry McLaurin in him as well. All right. Well, we love Chris Olave.
Big fan.
All right. Running backs. Let's we'll save the running back. I think we're all most excited about for last. Let's talk Zonovan Bam Knight from North Carolina State. 5'11", 210 pounds. He's a really interesting player, and I'm interested to hear what both of you guys have to say about him. So, Eric, why don't you kick us off and break down what you liked about Bam Knight?
The first thing I'm going to say is I know his receiving lines the past 3 years are nothing like spectacular. At the most, he's had is 20, 15 this year. But they sent him out on routes, and one thing I judge with running backs is if you look natural running receiving routes. Zonovan Knight looks natural running receiving routes, and that's where the upside for fantasy football should come into play. He'll be able to be a receiving back as long as his blitz pickup is nice, and I think he was the one that I saw that I liked with blitz pickup. I don't know. That one I can't remember. But hopefully he's good in that area because coaches love that. But, yeah, no, I really like Zonovan Knight. I thought he was a pretty complete package as a runner. Vision, contact, balance. He's good. He's just hashtag GAF, good at football. That's Zonovan Knight. His nickname's Bam?
Yeah.
He doesn't play like Bam. It's a bad nickname for him. He doesn't play like Bam.
That's a great nickname.
What do you mean? It's a good nickname, but just not like his play style.
Call him Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, you're thinking I think it was the USF game where he blew up the blitzing linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
He took the guy off his feet. I like Zonovan Knight a lot. He's super explosive. He has big playability. I thought he struggled a little bit short yard situations and like trying to find the hole when it's all congested. That's fine. He was able to bounce outside. He's elusive. He finished the runs hard. I like him as a change of pace back. I don't know if he's every down guy. Like, I want him in a committee. Maybe not so much like we see Tony Pollard, where he gets that 10 to 12 touches a game just created for him. I think that's where he'd thrive. And then, like, the occasional games as a starter and getting all the workload. But I don't want him to get beat up. Like, I want him fresh and explosive.
I do think I agree. It would be ideal for him to be part of a committee. I think could probably develop into being like the lead part of a committee. I do like him a lot. It's weird though. I think he's listed at 210, but he looks like a small, real lean 210. You know what I mean?
He's gonna be like 190.
Yeah.
Him and Samir White would be a nice combination together.
Yeah, but if he weighs in at he weighs in at the combine between 190 and 200 for a guy, if he does weigh in there, he rarely gets brought down by one tackler. Like, it's never the first guy brings him down.
When he gets ahead of steam, he finishes.
Yeah. And I do think, like, behind the line of scrimmage, he's got, I love the patience. I love the vision. Like, there's a lot I like about him. I think he's got a super nice jump cut. And he's kind of always falling forward for extra yards. It's weird because I think this running back class as a whole, like, almost gets dinged just because there's not a Najee or a Travis Etienne. So some of these other guys I think could end up being like big time values, both in terms of actual NFL draft and in rookie drafts as well. Cause I think he's talented enough that he could be, as high as the third running back off the board, depending on who likes him. I think he could be the third or fourth guy off the board. And if he lands in a spot where there's, playing time available right away, this is a guy that, if he lands in the right situation, I think has the talent to flirt with mid RB2 value right away. He looks ready to go to me.
Especially if that pass catching catches up.
Yeah. That was the other thing. I'm glad you said that because, Eric, I totally agree. Even though it's not like crazy passing or like receiving utilization over the past couple of years, he looks so natural doing it. Like running routes, not just, a screen behind the line of scrimmage or just short dump off stuff at the line of scrimmage. Like there's times in plenty of games. I think it was, in which game did I watch? I forget offhand, but where he was running legitimate routes and like the intermediate part of the field. And he looks like a receiver. And I love that too, because it makes that projection a little bit easier. Like, okay, maybe we didn't see him do it a ton in college, but he sure looks like he can.
That's more important than catching. Everybody can catch.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real about it. If you're playing at that level, you can catch football.
Yep.
And if he's running routes well, the catching will come.
Agreed.
He gives me DeAndre Swift vibes. because Swift didn't have that big receiving numbers in college.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Swift was
clearly can do it. Yeah.
All right, let's talk the last wide receiver we have on the list, David Bell from Purdue. 6'10", 210 pounds. 6'10". Ryan, I'm sorry, 6'2", 210 pounds.
Wow.
6'10".
Tallest wide receiver ever.
Play small forward.
I think Bell's super safe. I think he's a good, well-rounded receiver. I think he runs strong routes. He plays aggressive. He doesn't get his top of separation like during the route, but he gets it at the catch point, which is fine. But I like him as a wide receiver too on the team. Like, I think he's going to pair nicely with somebody, and he could get 100 targets being that that second option. And especially in the red zone, I think he could thrive in that situation. Like, he could be a wide receiver 3 in fantasy for me. And I don't think he could be – I think he'll play no matter what, so I feel comfortable about him.
I am a lot higher on David Bell.
Same.
I am a lot higher on David Bell.
I really like him. Let it be known.
I'm Ryan,
higher than wide receiver 3.
Ryan hates David Bell. Write it in ink. Heard it on this episode first in November. Ryan hates David Bell.
This man snatches souls. He is a soul snatcher. That is what David Bell is. He went to Iowa. He said, your soul is mine, and your soul is mine, and your soul is mine. And he just destroyed the program. Like, holy freaking crap. I agree with one thing, Ryan. He is super safe. I am this close. If you can't see this because it's a podcast, I'm like the world's smallest violin size right now. That close to being like, David Bell is a sure thing. I will stake everything on it. David Bell is going to be a stud. He just, like, I get the separation thing. He doesn't get as much separation as others, but, like, I think he gets enough separation. I don't think it's really that much of a complaint. All he does is ball. He has multiple 200-yard games this year. He's only failed to reach at least 60 yards once. I'm pretty much all in on David Bell. I think he's about as safe as it gets.
I like him. I don't see the ceiling. Like, a super high ceiling.
The ceiling is the roof.
Perfect. Nailed it. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Bell's game. And I think he, like, suffers a little bit or gets, like, dinged by some people a little bit because we're almost, like, complacent or used to him being very good. Right, like we've seen it now for this is the third year in a row. I mean, him as a freshman was, you know, over 1,000 yards receiving. So I don't have a lot that I don't like about him. We can all say the same thing. He doesn't create as much separation as some other guys. I don't think that's just not his game. And I do think he creates enough separation to win plenty at the NFL level. I think he's so physical and so dominant on contested catches that I'll give up some of that separation. I think he's got good yards after catch. And I think people will question like the long speed and the ability to separate, but the physicality, the ball skills, the body control, all that stuff like helps negate it for me a little bit. And I'm not comping him to this player necessarily. But remember, like, a few years back, I don't remember what class it was offhand, 5-6 years ago, however long it's been now, when everybody, like, when Keenan Allen went way too late in the NFL draft, like, when he went in the third round, because he was, like, boring. Like, that's what this feels like is going to happen. I think, like, David Bell, I don't think he'll be around one guy. I think there's a chance, you know, he could slide out around two, depending on who gets pushed up. But, you know, I think he probably goes, like, top 75, and someone gets an absolute steal later than they should.
He will look really good with Mac Jones throwing him the ball.
Oh, no.
As the Patriots wide receiver 1. That's what he'll look like. I'm going to go full Michael Irvin before we move on here. He is a Rottweiler. He's just a nasty little dog. Not even a little dog. Rottweiler's a big. He's a big dog. I'm going to get excited talking about David Bell going forward. I'm going to tell you right now. Can't wait for draft season with him.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
I'm excited too. And I do think like there's a chance if this guy run like if he runs faster than people expect,
oh, I mean, then he will be in the first round.
Yeah, he really could fly up. Like if he runs a pretty wild 40 time, or if he gets, you know, I think even if he runs like low 4.5s, that's plenty for me. That's like, I'd be excited about that.
I'd be a little disappointed if he ran a low 4.5. I want him to run I want you to be under a 4.5. If you ran a 4.52, I guess I'll be all right with that.
Yeah, that's like if he was like 4.51, 4.52, I'd be like, okay, great. I think if he gets under that, you know, 4.47, 4.48, yeah, lock it in the first round. He's going.
Yeah.
All right, should we talk about the running back we were almost excited about on this list?
Yes.
I'd like to be almost excited. That'd be great.
Kyren Williams, Notre Dame running back. He's a little fella, 5'9", 199 pounds, I think he's listed at. Boss, kick us off on this one. What'd you think about watching Kyren Williams?
I really like Kyren Williams. I think he's potential to be lead back on offense. He's very skinny versatile. I like him a little more in power offense, but that's fine. His contact balance is out of this world. Like, the hits this thing takes and just bounces off of and lands on his feet without really losing speed is phenomenal. He's super creative. He does a lot well. He runs hard. He finishes runs. I think we're going to go through a cycle through the first 3 years of his career, and it's going to get like this. We're going to love him come the draft time. He's going to finish like with 1,100 yards, low touchdown, so everybody's going to hate him the next year. He's going to finish in that RB2 range, and everyone's going to realize he's good. Like, it's going to be really high, then low for no reason whatsoever, and then be that, because he's not going to be a huge pass catcher or anything, but he's going to put up solid RB2 numbers for a long time. Like, he's a good back.
Eric, what do you got?
What do I got? I think he's going to look pretty good in that committee with Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson. That's what I got.
Him and David Bell all in the same class. No.
Oh, yeah. I get to see it now. Man, I've had my eye on Kyren Williams for so long. I looked at him. I identified him, and I'm like, that's it. That's James White's replacement right there. I want it to happen so bad. I feel a lot more confident on Kyren Williams than David Bell. I have no idea what the Patriots think of wide receivers. It's weird. That usually doesn't work. Kyren Williams fits the mold for New England. That is, he fits the mold. He can blitz pickup. He's a good blocker, good contact balance, just rams through holes. I mean, and he can catch. Ryan, I disagree with the receiving thing. I think he's receiving back.
I think he's a solid receiver. Like, I don't think he's a really exciting one. Like, they're not going to run him on like routes on the field, but dump offs, little flare routes. Yeah, he's really good. Like, that's not going to get people like riled up for fantasy. Like, I don't think he's ever going to be like a 50-target, 80-target guy.
Yeah, they never get riled up for James White either. That's fair. But Kyren Williams, dude, I'll admit, I don't think he does anything like at the elite level. He's not like, he's one of those guys where he's like, he doesn't do anything great. He's just really good at everything. I like those players. You know who else likes those players? Bill freaking Belichick. Bill, if you're listening, I know you are. You're a friend of the pod. Draft Kyren Williams. I don't care what round it is. Just draft him.
Also, Bill.
Little known fact, Eric is the only person who makes Bill Belichick smile.
You're saying?
Well, Bill, let me bring you back down. I still don't forgive you for quitting on that napkin, all right? It's still personal for me. So I think Kyren Williams reminds me of like a kind of souped-up version of Michael Carter from a year ago. Like, it's because I noticed just a couple of the same things that I kept saying when I watched Michael Carter before last year's draft. With Kyren Williams, I feel like there is pretty much no wasted footwork. Like, it's all like decisive. It's purposeful. Like, he's super patient, super like has great vision, but he can put his foot in the ground, go one, like change direction, go. And he's bigger. Like, he runs bigger than he is. I agree. I think he could be, I really think he could be a guy that ends up getting, you know, 70, 80 targets someday at the next level. I wrote down, I think he could be a PPR monster for fantasy. He's a really fun player to watch. And I agree. I think he's scheme versatile. I think he could also be really good in like a zone scheme. I think he's got enough speed to get the edge and get upfield. But I think either way, he's a competent running back that he's a really exciting player to watch. Slippery, a lot of good footwork, and not a lot of yards left on the field when you watch him. He pretty much gets whatever's there to be taken.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Coach's dream. That's what he is.
All right. Well, that's three running backs, three receivers. I probably only got like, I don't know, hundreds more to get through, something like that, before draft season's really rocking and rolling, right?
Yeah.
I have no idea how I'm going to rank these people.
Yeah, these groups will be interesting because these running backs, you know, we left the guys off for this week that probably will be like near consensus one and two with Breece Hall and Isaiah Spiller if they're both declare. I think those guys probably are just a tick above some of these other guys. But I also, after watching like Williams and Knight especially, I don't think that gap is as big as I might have thought it was, you know, a couple months ago between guys like Hall and Kyron Williams or, you know, even Isaiah Spiller and some of those guys. I think the running back group this year is going to be interesting because I don't think there's one that'll go around one, and the run will start somewhere in round two, and it'll be real interesting to me to see how they come off the board once it does happen.
And RIP to like any running back over 28.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Not a good time for you. It's replacement season.
Yes. Unless you're Adrian
Peterson. It was real love, Bell.
Yeah. Well, you guys got anything else to add before we wrap it up and get on out of here?
No, I'm excited to keep it. I'm excited to be watching some more guys now.
I am too. Yeah. Now that we got through a handful of them, it's like, I'm ready. Like the juices are flowing.
I got the itch.
Yeah. Yeah. It happened to me again around lunchtime. I was like, all right, maybe I'll watch somebody else that wasn't on the list, start getting ahead a little bit here. But yeah, we got a lot of exciting guys to talk about over the weeks and months ahead, and we'll cover them all. You guys can hear them all here, and we'll get to each and every one of them.
Even the offensive linemen, which I
can't believe. Yeah.
The Hot Mollies, baby.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by Sports Illustrated's NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We'll be back with more of the Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends over on the Blitz for all of your college fantasy football needs. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Later, taters.